Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Thursday afternoon. What did we lose last night? Well, we lost windows at the Whole Foods, right? West Broad, the Whole Foods was attacked by the peaceful protesters, as so many of these self-proclaimed reporters describe them. The Starbucks set on fire, but we're not sure if there's a connection. What else? The Maury Monument was attacked. I mean, you know, in other words, just another peaceful night in the city of Richmond and Central Virginia. Meanwhile, as so many of us thought, okay, well, we've got a chance to maybe address a couple of issues that are really important. The Democrats have once again, as they just do this continually. Gosh, and I don't know why other folks don't catch up on this. They're not interested in actually fixing anything or addressing it. Anyway, so now they are continuing with these attacks on law enforcement. They took steps to block the very idea of discussing certain reform measures in law enforcement. And Congressman Denver Riggleman is right there in the middle of everything, and he is joining us. Denver, thanks for being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure, as always.
Well, it's our pleasure as well. Hey, before we get to this, can you explain to us what the hell happened in this FACACTA primary of yours? What's going on there?
Well, it wasn't a primary. That was some kind of Dairy Queen convention drive-through awfulness. Listen, man, you know, when I came into politics fighting corruption, and I got beat by corruption. And I think when you look at that, conventions are really synonymous with corruption, and there's some people you even have in your program that that were part of that. And I got to tell you, I'm just not. It's when you go in with somebody like me, and you know I do not have a political background, right? You know that. To watch something like that in horror, it tells me why the Republican Party's been suffering for so long. But it's been interesting for me. But that's okay, you know, buddy. You know what I do? I'm a counterterrorism guy. I make whiskey, and I have so many opportunities to serve, and I don't think my time of service is over.
Well, I just looked at that and I thought to myself, okay, so if I understand it correctly, every third car that has brown trim on the bottom of it, if it drives in circles in reverse, I mean, I just didn't get it. And
well, place to vote, people had to drive 6 hours round trip. They had ballots being stuck in cardboard boxes they couldn't keep track of. It was a disaster, but, you know, I can't be beat on the open field of battle right now, so I guess, you know, people had to try to do other things that weren't happy with me. And it's really just a committee that really doesn't know what's going on in the state. But I'm still here. I got
No. I know that.
I'm working as best I can, you know.
Listen, Denver, it just reminds me as a Republican that our side invariably has the ability to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory on a pretty regular basis. But anyway, all right. Well,
Worries. Know what, though? I love you. Anyway, it don't matter, man. It's all good.
Well, we love you too, and if it means that you got more time to spend at the distillery, and you need somebody to double down on the tasting, you know where I am.
Yes, sir, I do.
I'm hoping you're done making the hand sanitizer and you're getting back to bourbon like you should. But
absolutely.
All right, so listen, let's talk about this. There was something called the Justice Act, and I want you to explain what it was, and I guess more importantly, what the heck happened to it?
So there was a couple. So what happened was that, you know, Tim Scott, you know, he had submitted the Justice Act, which came over from the Senate, and I was one of the co-sponsors here in the House. I think there was over 160 of us. And what we liked was that it was a balanced look at what we can do, especially with studies and things like that also, on how we can improve policing. And it wasn't about defund the police or anything like that. It was really looking at maybe in some instances increasing funding so they could have the proper training. We could look at de-escalation, but look at targeted areas of enforcement that we could help when it came to maybe statistically bad things happening in those places. And then the Democrats not being able to help themselves, block debate there, and automatically put in the George Floyd Justice Act, which the Democrats have this unique ability to have great names for bills that really don't reflect what's in it, right? You know, it'd be like me being called Tom Cruise, and I walk in the room, and they're like, that's not Tom Cruise, right? So here's the issue that we have here. We have something that was completely partisan that refused to actually address what was going on and instead had this sort of let's use a sledgehammer to kill a mosquito mentality, right, without looking at the studies that we needed to do to make sure we were doing this in the right way. So they tried to push us. This is what they did with one of the CARES bills, right, with the HEROES Act. This is a messaging bill, not a bill to get things done, and I think they should be ashamed. We have this chance right now in a bipartisan way to look at these issues intelligently, statistically, with data, to make sure that we make sure everybody's being treated correctly and equally, right? And after watching the horrific killing of George Floyd, this is our opportunity to do these things. However, the Democrats cannot stop themselves from politicizing it and messaging it without Republicans on board. And this is something that won't go anywhere in the Senate. So really, they just wasted a day, and they put politics over people again because they cannot help themselves.
Yeah. It's almost like it's, I don't know, is it an addictive trait, right? There are people who know, my gosh, I shouldn't be snorting cocaine. I can't help myself when they're back to it. It seems as if the Democrats are of the same mindset. Gosh, we know that this is not going to work out well. We know this isn't going to really help anybody, but what the heck, we're going to do it anyway.
Well, it's an election year, so why would they want a bipartisan bill to go through where the president can take, you know, can actually sign the bill and take credit for doing the things that he's done? And he's done this in the past, right? He's helped with reforms for prison reform and things like that. So this is something that he's very interested in. So if they do this, what happens? They don't have this as a issue for the next 6 to 7 months. So instead of fixing the problem for the American people, they would rather perpetuate it and politicize it for their own gain. And I think that's why I despised politics when I got in and while I continue to fight. And I think that's why a lot of people have an issue with the way that I do things bluntly is that, and that's the thing when you're a business person or military man, right? You want to actually get to the bottom of it and have solutions, not to perpetuate the problem or to be hyperbolic about it. And I think we need to see this for what it is. They want this issue for the election, not to actually fix it for people.
What a terrible indictment that is. A thoroughly honest one, but it's just a terrible, terrible observation of what the heck passes for the legislative process up there in D.C. It's just absurd.
It is. And, and Tim Scott, he is no joke, right? This is a smart man. And he had part of his bill, and this is what I wanted to – this is why I love talking to you, Jeff. Part of his bill was creating a bipartisan commission, and this is what I was talking about with studies – on a social status of black men and boys, right, to issue a report to Congress on conditions affecting all African-Americans, including education, health care, financial statuses, and the criminal justice system. Mm-hmm. And this was just thrown away. It was thrown away. And that's why it's just amazing to me. For instance, there's a lot of arguments, and if you look about qualified immunity, right, there's got to be a balance. There has to be some protection for law enforcement. But if you just say there's no qualified immunity, that's irresponsible. There has to be a discussion on qualified immunity. Nobody's going to want to be a police officer. Who's going to want to be in law enforcement? When you're trying to protect people and you got to worry about every single thing, you're not protecting anybody. You don't want to do your job. And again, there's the Democrats right now have the inability to look at the law of unintended consequences.
The other thing with Tim Scott, I thought, in addition to being a smart, decent, honorable man that anybody ought to be willing to work with, Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, said, look, I'll give you as many amendments as you want. I think the number he threw out there was something like 20, which is huge. And they still said, nope, there's nothing that you can offer us that would even allow us to talk with you. How incredibly insulting.
It's arrogance. Yeah. And I think it's the fact they think they own this issue. They do not.
Yeah.
They do not. Right. When you see what's happened out there, when you see peaceful protesters being overwhelmed by you laughed about it, not really peaceful protesters, I guess violent, peaceful protesters, when they're getting overwhelmed like that, you're seeing this sort of, there's got to be this consortium of adults in the room that get together and say, we got to stop the hyperbolic language and what's happening out there and call it what it is, right? You have you got peaceful protesters. You have those like that are politicizing government, you know, like, or weaponizing government like Antifa. Then you have those those criminals and looters that are out there, right? There's three separate groups of people. We can separate those. It's not all clumped together. And again, this is a common sense thing that we have to have. And I think, again, it takes solution-based people, not people who are just looking to get reelected.
I hear you. Well, listen, I appreciate you being here, and it certainly sounds to me like your opportunity to serve, your desire to serve, continues. And so I'm looking forward to chatting with you many, many times in the near future. I really do appreciate you making time for us today, Denver.
Thank you, Jeff. You know, the sun comes up every day, and we're great, and we're Americans, and we get to fight on that great battlefield, right, of ideas. And that's why I enjoy being with you. So anytime you want to come see me out, you know, out at the distillery, you come see me, buddy.
I love it. All right, that is Congressman Denver Riggleman. I appreciate his honesty, his forthrightness. He's not going to be the Republican nominee in that 5th congressional district. So be it. Look, I don't live there, and I'm not going to weigh in and say this and that is the way things should have gone. I just, I am continually amazed at some of the things my side of the aisle will do. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.